This is KUT. As more and more new development comes to East Austin, some longtime residents are facing an uncertain future. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on the changes coming to a local trailer park.
The Sariano family welcomes us into their trailer at the Cactus Rose Mobile Home Park.
Hi, hola, ¿cómo están?
The Sarianos have lived in this mobile home for more than 30 years, but now they're at risk of being forced out, along with 50 other families. The trailer park's owner has applied for a zoning change with the City of Austin. If the change is approved, it would allow for new residential and commercial development in place of the mobile homes. Ruby Sariano says she's worried about where her parents would go.
They've lived here, you know, since they bought this mobile home, and it's all I've ever known, they've ever known, and it's just really sad and hard. You know, they're elderly, and this is the time when they're getting ready to retire.
The park sits on a 23-acre site in the Montopolis neighborhood of East Austin, directly off US 183. It's a convenient place for families like the Sarianos, who rely on the bus to get around. But it's also an attractive destination for new development.
This is like prime property, prime land for redevelopment. And because you have the most vulnerable and working class people there, it's easy to displace people.
Susana Almanza is with a group called Poder. The nonprofit is asking the Austin City Council to provide some assistance for Cactus Rose residents.
We're saying if they cannot stay here on the property, let's put them on some other city property land. There's plenty of land that the city owns, and make that possible so that they can stay together as a community.
Almanza says the developer has offered each family about $3,000 to help relocate, but that doesn't come close to covering moving costs.
Most of these trailers cannot be relocated, so we're not talking about just a relocation. We're actually talking about a buyout of the people who are living here and buying new trailers and making a new place for them.
The developer, Odin Hughes, says they're offering more than just a buyout. In an email, the Austin-based firm's managing director, Mac McElrath, said they've been in communication with residents since last year. He said they'll be given ample time to relocate, significant financial assistance, and professional bilingual support. McElrath says he's confident they can arrive at a relocation plan that's fair for the tenants. The city council has yet to take up the owner's request for a zoning change. Saida Hassan, KUT News.